Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so let's discuss some tips for managing lupus. And I have my guest here, and I'm going to do my best with her name. We were joking before, in between the segments here. So this is Marissa Zeppieri Caruana. I think that's close. She's an author, freelance writer with over 300 articles published covering a wide variety of topics, including health, business, religion, women's issues, current events. She's been featured on a lot of stuff here, interviewed on the topic of lupus in Glamour, Eating Well, WebMD, MSNBC, South Florida Day, The Good News, the Chicago Tribune, and even Yahoo.com. Marissa, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Dr. Mike.
I'm so sorry for butchering your last name there, but is Marissa okay moving forward?
Perfect. You actually did a great job on my name.
Well, Marissa, you have a really interesting story, and because I know you were in school, I think you were in a RN program, and some things happened, and your life changed a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit of your story?
Sure. I was actually, most likely I've had lupus since I was very young, but for some reason the doctors didn't pick up on it, which they're... Today, diagnosing is much different than it was 20, 25 years ago. So when I started college, I was sick, but we weren't sure what was wrong with me. I did my undergrad in chemistry, and then I was actually in a pretty traumatic incident with a car, which was a trigger. And lupus essentially needs some type of trigger to come out. That can be environmental, it can be some type of trauma or injury, it can be a pregnancy, it can be an illness, stress. So that happened to be my trigger, and within 3 months, all of the symptoms of lupus came out all at once. So it was actually very easy for me to be diagnosed. For most patients, it could take from 1 to 2 years. But this happened also while I was in nursing school. So my nursing career was very short-lived.
Yeah. And so obviously this event changed your course and what you've been doing. So in your I'm going to back up for a sec, though. So I know you've done a lot of your own research on lupus, and a lot of it's, you know, self-taught, which is awesome. I love to see that. But in your research, so you mentioned the triggers. Okay, so that's one thing. Why do a lot of these types of autoimmune disorders, why are they affecting women more than men? Have you seen anything in the research that may shed some light on that?
There are several different theories. You know, there's a great book out there, actually. It's called The Autoimmune Epidemic, which really gives amazing insights into the rise of autoimmune diseases in women, especially in the last 20 to 30 years, and how there's pockets of areas around the United States where autoimmune diseases are rampant in certain communities. A lot of research tends to lean towards some type of environmental issue. You know, some people have to be genetically predisposed, and then they have this trigger, something in the environment where they live or they come into contact with that somehow just triggers it off in their body. I would say that's where a lot of the research is leaning to.
So do you feel at this stage in your life you manage it pretty well? Obviously, you wouldn't be on talking about managing lupus if you didn't. So you obviously have gotten to a point where you've learned how to manage the disease and you've come up with some tips. So I want to share that. I want you to share those with my listeners. So let's just get right into that. Let's go with one of your best tips for people with lupus.
Okay. I would say number one would be learn how to manage stress. And when I say stress, you know, a lot of people would automatically assume something bad, but stress can also be a good type of stress, such as, you know, getting married. Any type of stress that lowers the immune system, you know, causes any type of anxiety, stress is one of the main triggers for lupus. So some ways to combat that are, you know, take part in yoga, meditate. If there's any way to, you know, rework, if it has to do with maybe your work schedule, if maybe be able to rework your work schedule, if you're in a type of career where you can work some days at home, if there's certain things in your life that possibly have to be removed, even though that's not an easy process and it can be difficult. You know, this is one of the main ways to keep your lupus from flaring up, is to be able to deal with your stress.
Let me ask you, Marissa, so how did you, what works for you when it comes to managing stress?
Personally, I love yoga. I love restorative yoga, which helps to calm down the central nervous system, and also just meditation, prayer. My faith has a lot to do with my stress levels, so it helps me there. So I would say those are some of my areas. It's different for everyone, but, you know, those are some places that you can start. Even a massage, you know, that can help with stress.
That sounds good. I think I could like that, too. Wait, what about tip number two?
Tip number two, I would say definitely see a nutritionist or an allergist, have some allergy tests done. There is a very high rate of lupus patients. I think one research document I read was had 90% have food allergies and some type of issue with food. So there are also certain foods that can trigger lupus, and those include things like alfalfa, nightshade vegetables, which are potatoes and eggplant, tomatoes, things like that. Also red meat. These are things, these are types of foods that promote inflammation in the body. So it's good to cut certain things out and also have your allergy, food allergy tested and make a diet for yourself. A lot of lupus patients, even though there isn't a specific diet for lupus, a lot of them follow an anti-inflammatory diet. There are a lot of books on that, and you can, you know, someone can Google it and find out the different foods that are on that diet. So that's another way to help with the inflammation.
Did you go through a food allergy test yourself?
I did. There's very specific foods that set me off, and you know, once I was able to overhaul my diet, and I also brought juicing into the mix, I juice twice a day. I don't do it for any other reason except to gain vitamins and minerals. I do not do any juice fast. I do not skip meals. I do not try to lose weight with it. I do it specifically to bring in extra vitamins and nutrients. Once I did that and overhauled my diet, I'm also a vegetarian, but I was literally able to get myself out of a wheelchair that I had been in for a year and a half.
Wow. Awesome. That's great news. Wow, and things that's amazing. So that's mostly just with giving your body, you know, the key nutrients it needs to take care of itself. We have time probably for one more tip. So why don't you give us another big one for our listeners?
Okay, I would say the biggest thing you can do is to manage your lupus is to educate yourself on it. You know, find out different medications, different alternative therapies. Of course, listen to your doctor, but also become your own advocate. The more that you research about the disease, the more that you find out about things like acupuncture, see a nutritionist. There are so many other things in addition to pharmaceutical medications that you can do to help you manage your lupus, but it comes from learning. You only get a few minutes alone, obviously, with your physician, so you have to be able to go out and do the research on your own.
Yeah. You know, in my own experience practicing medicine, Marissa, and it just kind of confirms what you're saying. Patients that understand their disease process more, the treatments, the options, you know, they tend to do better. I don't know maybe if that's because they challenge their doctor more because they have more knowledge. I mean, there's some different theories about it. But in my own experience, educated patients just do better. And do you find that obviously that was your case, right?
Absolutely. And I think physicians, at least the physicians that I've had the pleasure of working with, you know, they appreciate someone who's also looking into different complementary therapies that they can work together and that asks questions, that's knowledgeable, so that they can talk about these different areas when, you know, when they're spending that time in the office with a doctor's visit. So for me personally, yes, I would say it's one of the best things you can do for yourself, and it makes working with any of your physicians a lot easier.
Good. So we have managing stress, nutrition testing like food allergies, education, and there's probably a whole bunch more Marissa wants to talk about. Is there a website you can send my listeners to learn
more?
Sure.
They can go to my personal website, which is lupuschick.com. You can also go to lupusfl.org.
All right. That's awesome work. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Great story. And I know that you have a lot to offer other people suffering from lupus. So thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.